You have your Bible, turn with us to Mark chapter 6. Mark chapter 6, verse 1. And the Bible says, "He went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples follow him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, From whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph, and of Judah and Simeon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. And Jesus said unto them, A prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin and in his own house. And he could there do no mighty work, save he laid hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief, and he went around about the villages teaching." Amen. I want to preach just a little while this morning, if God will be my help, on this thought: cause and effect. Cause and effect. You know, we're living in a world today, and as we look around, even in our schools today, they're teaching us about these cause and effect scenarios. And as students in our schools, they even teach you, about this evolution and how there was a big old mass of something, and it exploded, and it started creation as we know it today. But we know that that's false. And science has already proved that false, because you've got to have a cause in order to have an effect. But what the evolutionists are doing today, they're starting with the effect. But when you take them back and say, well, what caused this? They don't have no answer. They'll just tell you that we don't go there. Amen? Because they don't have an answer. I want to say, praise God, I'm glad that the answer is in the Lord. Amen? The Bible says that God created everything that we see, and praise God, in 6 days. He created it, praise God, and He said that it was good. And praise His name. I'm glad that what God creates, He does well. Amen? And we see this as we see the Lord, and He's speaking here, and He's walking here, and He's ministering here to the people in this text. And we see that He came into the country, and He came into His own country. And I think what a marvelous thing it is, the Bible said, and His disciples, now watch this, they said they follow Him. Now the Bible doesn't say that they followed Him, because at that point they might have quit. Amen. We might have come to a place where they went so far with the Lord and they stopped off. But the Bible doesn't say that they followed Him. The Bible says that His disciples follow Him. In other words, they find no place to stop. They find no place to quit. They find no place to turn back. Peter, he had asked Peter about if he had turned back also when folks was turning away. And he said, what do I have to turn back to? He said, thou hast the words of eternal life. He said, I'm going to just follow the Lord. And so he stayed with the Lord. The Bible says they followed Him. They continued to follow the Lord. That's what we must do today, praise God. The only hope we have is in the Lord. We look around and we see things all around us that we know is not right. But praise God, we know that we can follow one today that is right. Amen. And that is the Lord. And the Bible says that Jesus, when it was the Sabbath day, was come, He began to teach in the synagogue. Now, would you watch this? He said, and many hearing Him. I want to say, hey, listen, we need to hear what God has to say. Amen? Did you hear me? We need to hear what God has to say. The Bible says in Romans 3:4, He said, let God be true, but every man a liar. In other words, if what men are saying don't line up with what God has said, praise God, then they're not telling you the truth. I don't know about you, I want the truth. Amen. To the best of my ability, I want to be setting under truth. I want a man to tell me the truth. Now you can tell it straighter than I can live it, but you can't tell it straighter than what we ought to like it. Amen. The truth is what sets us free. It gives us that liberty in the Lord Jesus Christ, so that we can have the power, praise God, as from above, that He might speak to our hearts, to give us that comfort, that consoling, praise God, that He's promised to give us even from the foundation of the world if we just trust Him. Amen. So we see here that he was that many hearing him and said, the Bible says that they were astonished. They was amazement and they was astonishment at what the Lord was saying. The book of Ezekiel tells us that Ezekiel was preaching the word of God and said people from miles around was going and compelling their friends and their relatives and their kinfolk, and they said, hey, listen, you've got to come hear this man. You got to come hear this man. He's preaching. And praise the Lord. We finally got a prophet, a man of God, who's telling us the truth. Said, you've got to come hear him. And they come and they heard what he had to say. And boy, they said, praise the Lord. Lord God, he's telling just like it is. But he did. But they didn't even get out of that verse till the people said, you know what? But we're not going to do it. I believe, praise God, there's a whole lot of people amazed and astonished at the word of God. I mean, it just blows their mind what God tells them and how perfect he is and how perfect, praise God, he can help us to become. Amen. He can work miracles in us. He can perform things for us, praise God, and in us that we can't ever imagine or even expect. But praise God, when we put our faith in him. Amen. I mean, it's just amazing what God can do. I can tell you, you say, well, preacher, how do you know that? Because I'm a work in progress. I'm one that he touched. I've told you before, I was the meanest little boy there was. Amen. I've done it just like all the rest of you. Amen. But praise God, when God began to stir in my heart, he began to change me from the inside out. Amen. He began creating me a new creation. Amen. And praise God, I'm getting closer to him, praise God, loving him more, and he works in me every day. And I pray and I ask you, I say, Lord, help me to be better today than I was yesterday, and help me to be better today, amen, tomorrow, than I am today. And praise God, you know what he does? He just works on me. But they were astonished. They were amazed at what he had to say. See, that's what's taking place in the world today. The people are amazed at the Lord Jesus Christ. They're amazed at what he has, the reaction that they have to him. We're living a day and hour when people don't want you to pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. They don't want you to say, they don't want you to touch anything. They don't want you to say anything about the name of Jesus. Why? Because it's amazing, it's powerful, and they can't stand it. Amen. It begins to work on them. It begins to work in them, praise God. It begins to touch their hearts. And we're living in an hour that people don't want to be touched. Amen. Because if God begins to touch their hearts, amen, he begins to change them. He begins to show them the truth. And people don't want the truth. People won't. They love darkness rather than light. People had rather stay in the dark. They would rather just say, you know what? I don't know. I don't want to know nothing about that, so I can continue in my way. Praise God. They were amazed. They were astonished. They couldn't understand the teachings of this great man. I guess you'd say they were affected by the word. Amen? They were affected by the word. See, there was a cause come into town. And that cause was the Lord Jesus Christ. He come because he wanted to seek and save old sinners. He come because he wanted to save that was lost. He wanted to draw men. He wanted to reconcile men, women, boys and girls unto God. Amen. Amen. He was the cause. It was because of him, praise God, that he came into town. He came to his own. The Bible said, but his own received him not. Amen. I'm afraid today he's just speaking and people hearing are astonished, but they won't come to the Lord. Amen. The effect of the word. Amen. They feel the effect. Amen. They feel the effect. People feel the effect all the time. But they're not converted by the word. Amen. When we see the word and the word touches our heart, when the word gives us a direction that we need to give, gives us a focus that we need to have, we've got to heed to the word. Amen. Amen. These folks were astonished at the word. They were amazed at the word. They were in unbelief. They couldn't believe the word. Amen. So therefore they weren't converted by the word. If we're going to have conversion, it take the word. Amen. Amen. The word of truth, praise God, that'll speak to old sinners and help them realize the nature of their sin. The nature of their sinfulness. Amen. We're just old sinners today. saved by grace. Amen. We're just old sinners, praise God, in need of a Savior. And praise God, He came. Amen. So many years ago. Amen. He came to me. He comes to you, praise God. He ministers to our heart. He helps us, praise God. If we'll not stand astonished, but if we'll, the effect of the Word affects our heart, praise God, and we just accept Him as He is. Amen. Allow Him to begin to speak to us as only He can. God will speak to us, praise God. He'll give us from the abundance of His glory, amen, that we need in the very depths of our soul, to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit, that we might acknowledge Him in all His greatness, in all that He's done for us, amen. But he says here that they asked some questions. He said they were amazed and astonished, amen. They couldn't understand what was taking place. What is, they had no faith to believe. I wonder about our faith. Do we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? Do we believe on Him? Amen. Even to the saving of our souls. Do we allow Him? Do we accept Him as who He said He was? That He was the Lord Jesus Christ. That He was born of a virgin. That He grew up. And He died on the cross of Calvary for the sins of mankind. For the sins of this world. For your sins and mine. As the sister was talking about this morning, praise God. He took our beating, praise God. By His stripes, we are healed. Amen. Because He took sin. He took our sin, my sin, your sin, upon Himself. He became sin for you. He that knew no sin became sin. Oh, how grievous it was to the Lord. And these folks here, they were affected by the Word, but they weren't converted by the Word. They seen the marvelous things that the Lord had done. They heard the marvelous words that the Lord had to say. I want to say, praise God, they some marvelous words in His Word. Amen. Amen. They some powerful, amazing words in the Word of God. And it speaks to us as only it can. There's not another book in the world, praise God, that'll speak to you like the Word of God. And thank God for that. There's a whole lot of men, Dr. Spock and Dr. Shock and all the others, have tried to give us different books and tell us how to be good and how to act right and have soundness in our lives, in our home, in our family. But I want to say there's nothing like the book that Jesus gave us, praise God, the precious Word of God, amen, that'll speak to our hearts. Amen. See, I believe a whole lot of the things in the world, they speak to our intellect. Amen. They got a whole lot of philosophers in the world. They got a whole lot of colleges today that's saying, you know what? This is what you need to do. You need to get a hold of that inward person that's in you, and you need to begin to build him up. Get the self-confidence. Get rid of the self-doubt, and you'll just become that good person, and you'll love yourself, and everything will be okay. I want to say, without God in your heart, that's impossible. But when the Lord Jesus Christ moves in, praise God, He begins to minister to us, begins to minister to us, praise God, and what an amazing Word it is. Amen. They got a hold of the Word, a marvelous, amazing Word of God. Amen. He said, from whence hath this man these things? He said, where did he get these words? What great wisdom he has. Praise the Lord. The words, the marvelous words, the wisdom. Amen. And what wisdom is this which is given unto him. Amen. So not only did he have a marvelous word, but he had a marvelous wisdom. Ain't you glad we're serving the Lord? Praise God, it knows it all. Amen. Amen. Praise God, he knows how everything's put together, knows how everything works, knows exactly how it ought to fit. Amen. Praise God, it's the wisdom of God. He gives us that wisdom, the unction that comes from on high. Praise God, we don't have within ourselves. So we have the words, we have the wisdom. But not only that, but he said we have the works. Praise the Lord. And that even such mighty works are wrought by his hand. How could a man do what Jesus has done? How could any man, praise God, do the marvelous, wonderful things that Jesus has accomplished? The answer is, praise God, but he's God-man. Amen. He was 100% true, 100% right, 100% righteous. Amen. And he said 100% able, praise God, to accomplish all he set out to accomplish. And praise God, when he starts to work on me and you, when he starts to work on me and you, praise God, he's not going to stop till we're a finished product. But a whole lot of us, if we ain't careful, we'll take the Lord and we'll put Him in a dark, we'll put Him in a box. And we'll put Him on a corner shelf somewhere. And we'll say, Lord, if I need You, I'll come get You. But I want to say it don't work that way. We've got to let Him go. We've got to open unto Him. And He can come into us, praise God, and sup with us and feed us and supply us and nurture us and help us, praise God, even to the saving of our soul. Amen. That intellectual knowledge, praise God, won't do the trick. Amen. We have to believe all the magnificence of the Lord. See what happened to them there. They seen all these things, praise God, but they didn't see the mighty power and where they came from. Amen. They would not receive Him. They would not believe Him. Amen. Praise God. We've got to receive Him. We've got to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. They seen the marvelous word that He said. They saw the marvelous works that He did. They seen the magnificent wisdom that He had. What are you saying? I'm saying everything that Jesus proclaimed to be, praise God, He backed it up. Amen. Amen. Kind of like the story the fellow said he went to, I think I've told you before, he went into, this young preacher went into a new town and he was the pastor of the church, the local church, and he went out in the community to tell people that he was the new pastor in town, to invite them to church, to come to the service on Sunday, and he went from door to door and he come to a field, and there's a little bitty boy was a plowing an old farm tractor. And as he plowed those first, he'd plow to the end, he'd jerk that plow up, he'd circle the field, drop it back down, and he'd go again. And the old preacher pulled up into the thing, and when the little boy come around and started to plow, the old preacher flagged him down and said, hold on a minute. He said, hey, I was seeing you plowing that thing. And boy said, you're doing a good job. And the little fellow was so little, he had to jump off and stand with both feet on the clutch to get the thing to stop. Amen. And the fat preacher said, well, I'm just wondering one thing. He said, you plow pretty good going forward. He said, but what if you need to, can you back it up? Said the little boy jumped off on that clutch, jerked it in reverse, eased up, hopped back up on the seat, backed that thing right straight back down that row, stopped, jumped off on the clutch, put it back in forward, jumped back up on the seat, pulled up right beside that preacher. Preacher said, well, that's pretty good. You do a good job. He said, well, what the reason I stopped you? He said, I just wanted to tell you. Said, I'm the new pastor at the church. He said, I just want to come and tell you about the Lord Jesus. I want to come and give you the plan of salvation. I want you to know the Lord. So I come to preach you the gospel. Said, the little boy looked at him. He said, can you back it up? Amen. Amen. You know what he was saying? He said, how's your life? How do you fit into the picture? Are you able to live what you say you're going to give? Amen. Praise God, we got to be able to back it up. Amen. What they had here, we had unbelievers. Amen. They was unbelievers. They didn't believe. They didn't trust in what the Lord Himself was saying. I believe we've got a whole world around us today that are unbelievers. We don't believe the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't believe what He has to give us, what He has to tell us, and the help, praise God, that He has to send our way. Bless our hearts. Help us, God. They asked the question. You know, they didn't see the marvelous words and the wisdom and the works that He did. And they said, is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Judah and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? They said, is not this Jesus of Nazareth that we've grown up with, that we've known about? But see, they was missing who He really was. I think a lot of times we miss who He really is. Amen. In Isaiah chapter 9, in verse 6, the boy, it speaks of this young man, Jesus. He said, for unto us, thank God, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government peace, there shall be no end. Amen. He said, hey, listen, he did, this is who he was. See, they was missing the big picture. I think the world's missing the big picture. We don't realize who Jesus is. We don't realize the power that he has. In Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2, and the Bible says, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, who, Jesus, and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding and the Spirit of counsel and might the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of God, of the Lord. Amen. He said he had in his very essence and being ever essence that he would need, praise God, to be the perfect Savior for mankind. Amen. We see a perfect Savior, praise God. They were caught in unbelief. He says, it's not the carpenter, amen, the son of Mary. Amen. Didn't he just this old common labor? We've seen up our work and praise God day by day. See, he didn't start his earthly ministry till he was 30 years old. So for 30 years, he worked with his hands. And let me just say something. Jesus ain't this person that you see on these pictures all the time, this little skinny fella hanging. I believe, praise God, he worked with his hands. He was a builder, praise God. He wasn't some little old puny something that couldn't do something. He was a great man. Amen. I believe that. I believe all my heart he was one of the greatest men that ever lived. Praise God. Amen. Glory be to God. And they said, hey, is this not that carpenter? Amen. They were called in their unbelief. Now watch what he says. And they were offended at him. Amen. They were offended at the Lord Jesus Christ. I wonder how many of us has been offended because somebody will come to us and mention the name of Jesus. Amen. You remember when you was lost and you'd be at the crowd and some person would come, maybe three or four of your buddies, three or four of your so-called friends, and somebody would come up and say, hey, listen. He said, I just want to give you a track. I want to tell you about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That one that'll forgive you sin, one that'll save you, praise God, that'll save your soul. And you were offended by that. It hurts your feelings. You wanted to get away from it. I mean, you wanted to get away so hard. I mean, you're just ready to run off and hide somewhere to get away from the Lord. Amen. That's the way they were. They were offended. They intellectually, they knew that there was something special about this man Jesus. But in their heart was a heart they wouldn't receive it. A heart was a heart of unbelief. I believe we're living in a world that's full of unbelief. A world that's full of self in such a way that we can't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. We can't allow Him to come in and be that special part of our lives. But Jesus told them this in verse 4, but Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, among his own kin, and in his own house. Amen. He says from familiarity, he said it causes contempt, or it breeds contempt. Amen. That contempt was there, praise God, for the Lord Jesus Christ. The contempt was there because they knew what he was. They knew who he was. Amen. See, what's wrong with most of us, the reason we can't win our loved ones, because we can't win our families to the Lord, is because they know who we are. Because they know how we are. Amen. In order to win them, praise God, they're going to have to start seeing a different person. Amen. We're going to have to become that new creation in Christ Jesus. We're going to have to let the Lord work on us and reveal His marvelous grace and His mercy and His power in our lives. Amen. We're going to have, if not, they're not going to see Christ. See, we're the only Bible some people will ever read. We're the only Word. If we claim to be this or that, we better live up to what we're saying and what we're claiming. If not, we're no better than these that were called in unbelief. They were amazed and astonished at the Lord. But is He our Lord and our Savior? See, that cause and effect that comes into play, because we believe on Him, praise the Lord Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, He begins to affect us in a positive way. Amen? Begins to affect us in a positive way. So we see these that were familiar, amen, to the Lord, the ones that knew about Him, that they had that contempt for Him. Bless His holy name. But He goes on in verse 5. And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk. That sounds like Southern talk to me. Amen. Pray, hey, I think he says ain't too in there a time or two. The Lord does. But he could do no mighty work because of unbelief. I want to say, you know what unbelief does? Listen to me, You know what unbelief does? When we don't believe on Lord Jesus Christ, it binds the hand of God. Amen? When we have unbelief in our life, it literally binds the hands of God where He can't work. And if He can't pour out His blessing, how in the world are we going to receive them? If we can't come in full belief, trust the Lord, magnify and praise in His name, amen, we bind His hand to where He can't bless us like He'd like to. And I want to say, as my Heavenly Father, Brother X, He wants to bless me. He wants to help me. He wants to encourage me. He wants to bring me along, praise God, and love me like no other. He wants to love you, praise God, like nothing else. But if we ain't careful, we get caught up in unbelief. See, we say, well, you know, preacher, I've got this situation. I just can't get a handle on it. Seems like it's kind of out of control. Well, I'm going to say, praise God, when we come in unbelief, that's where we're at. We bind the hands of God. But when we come in belief, say, you know what, God? I know there's nothing impossible with you. I know you can even come this obstacle in my life. I know you can overcome this obstacle in my family. I know you can overcome this obstacle in my job. I mean, I know you can overcome every situation. If I come believing, amen, what is it? When we believe God, when we trust God, when we take Him at His Word, you know the amazing thing about us people, human beings, as people will tell us stuff, and we'll believe it. I mean, lock, stock, and barrel, we'll believe it. You know that thing, you know, if it's on the internet, it's got to be true, right? But we'll believe that junk. Amen. That's why you'll just stay off of that. I told you, Facebooking's good. Amen. As long as your face is in the book. Amen. Amen. Get your face in the book. Spend a half a time, about twice the time you do on Facebook in the Word of God, praise God, and you'd be a different person. And then you might help somebody that needs it. Amen. But when we begin to see the Lord Jesus Christ, we begin to realize His Word is true and how it speaks to us. And we begin to take Him at His Word. He said, if you've got issue, if you need healing, praise God. He said, I can heal you. He said, if you need blessing, if you need something, He said, praise God. He said, if you have a need, God said, I'll meet that need. He said, if we'll put Him first, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, that's us right in the eyes of God. He said, I'll reach down from the throne of grace. And He said, I'll meet those needs that you have. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Pour it out in a liberal fashion, praise God, where you can get under the fountain, praise God, and just be saturated with the goodness of God. Amen. Say, preacher, you preaching health and wealth? No, I'm just preaching a good God of glory that when we believe Him and we trust Him, praise God, He blesses us because He's God. Amen. Amen. If He didn't, He wouldn't be my Heavenly Father. Amen. Amen. How many of us know we give good gifts to our children? Huh? I mean, the Bible says if they ask you for a loaf of bread, are you going to give them a rock? Are you going to give them a serpent? No. Hey, praise God, we'll give them a loaf of bread. Amen. And my wife, praise God, she'd go in there and bake it herself. She'd want to make sure they got the best. And it was fresh. That's why I'm saying, my Heavenly Father, praise God, when we come believing, Lord God, the Bible said we can receive from the mighty hand of God. I'm telling you, this boy, younger, we're missing out because we come in unbelief. We don't believe God wants to bless us in so many different ways. And the cause and the effect. He said, the Lord realized here. He said he could do there no mighty work. See, the miracles would have been a waste of time because He said there's the cause and effect. And He said they wouldn't be affected even by the miracles. He said, well, preacher, I don't believe that. If He would have performed a bunch of miracles there, they would have seen it and folks would have got saved left and right. They would have started following the Lord. They had started living right. They had started acting right. They had started talking right. No, they wouldn't. Amen. How many amazing miracles have we seen God perform right here? Amen. How many miracles have we seen God perform right here? I mean, from the healings of bodies, praise God, and all the different things that He's done. Amen. But yet we still, if we ain't careful, get caught in unbelief. I went to the doctor Friday, the eye doctor. My right eye had been giving me a fit and it fluttered and all this other stuff. And the eye doctor, about a year, 2 years ago, he said, I had cataracts in my right eye. He said, it began progressively worse. That's changed my glasses and eventually have to cut it out. Amen. But see, when I went back to the doctor there Friday And they looked at my eyes, and she goes, I said, what is? I thought, oh goodness, it's going to be bad. I said, what is it, doc? She said, she looked again a little bit, and she said, I don't see no cataract. Amen. She said, there's no cataract there. She said, all I see is a little bit of yellowing. He said, that everybody has it. It's caused by the sun. I said, glory be to God. She said, I say, glory to God. Yeah, I know what sun you're talking about. It's the sun, Jesus Christ. Amen. He doesn't shine in my life. You say, well, that was that cataract there? It may have been, but praise God, it's gone now. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Who did that? God did that. Amen. I still believe He can reach them. I still believe He performed miracles. I still believe, praise God, He does it every day in the saving of souls. That was dead, praise God, becomes alive in Lord Jesus Christ. When we trust in Him, when we believe in Him, praise God. He marveled at their unbelief. He couldn't believe that they couldn't believe in Him. Amen. Amen. It bumfuzzled the Lord. He had all the answers to every problem, every situation that the world would ever have. Amen. And he wasn't even standing at the door knocking, praise God. He had not opened the door and come in. Amen. He'd come in to them, praise God. He was there with them, amen. And they wouldn't heed to Him. They wouldn't listen. And He marveled at their unbelief. I wonder how much God marvels at our unbelief. Our unbelief. And we say, well, you know, Lord, I'd like for You to do this, but Lord, I know You're busy. You say, well, preacher, that's ridiculous. Well, it is, because we sell God short so many times. Amen. But God, praise God, He's an infinite God. We can't even fathom how great and how mighty He is. Amen. We have a Savior that created everything. And He made it all. And without Him was not anything made that was made. I've told you before, I'd get discouraged. I'd get down there at work and they'd call me 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, have an old machine broke down, malfunctioning. And I'd get out of bed 2 o'clock in the morning, I'd head down through there, and I'd bow my head, I'd say, oh God, please. Lord, when I get there, you help man create this stuff. Please just show me what's wrong. And I've literally went down there and opened the door, and right there it was. I mean, I'd see the problem. As soon as I opened the panel, I'd see what it was. You say, well, preacher, that's just a coincidence. It was coincidence. God had me to open the door and look at one particular spot. Hey, that's too much coincidence for me. Amen. I believe there's a God Almighty. You say, what are you saying? I'm saying there's a God of glory and Lord Jesus Christ that wants to help me and you. He wants to love us and care for us and show us, praise God, if we'll just listen. You say, well, preacher, I don't believe the Lord works in this material stuff. Why, He made it. Amen. That's like saying, well, the Lord don't have nothing to do with these leaves are changing. Huh? I want to say, praise God, that's God's coloring book. He can paint it any way He wants to. And He will. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. He marveled at their unbelief. See, His doctrine was convincing. Amen. He was giving them doctrine. He was giving them that Word of God. That instruction. He was giving them a manual, if you would, to follow. Amen. The doctrine was convincing. The works was glorious. Amen. They could see for themselves. As we look around today, how many of God's works is so glorious that we can see them? Amen. We can see what God's doing. We can see His mighty hand. Amen. Hey, if you get to looking, you can. Praise the Lord. I like to see it. Praise God. When you get the choir up here and they get to singing and the Holy Ghost of God just stirs through there and just fingers across somebody's soul and they get to can't help it. Tears get to rolling. They go to waving the glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what makes a difference. Well, His works are glorious. We see them. Amen. Everything that He done, it was universal. Paul told King Agrippa, he said, this thing wasn't done in a corner. Amen. The Lord done everything He did wide in the wide open that the world might see it and believe. Amen. Praise the Lord. So if it was universal, then it must have been credible. Amen. It must have been able to believe. It must have been believable if He did it. If people seen it, if everybody seen it, if everybody knew about it, it must have been. But I wonder why people don't believe it. Because there's a cause and effect. Amen. because we choose to reject the truth. We don't see the effects of the truth. Amen? But Jesus, but the Bible says that He laid His hands on a few sick folk and healed them. You know what that tells me? I believe it. Out of all those folks that was there, there was a few that was believers. Amen? I believe there was a few that believed, you know what? If I can just get to Jesus. Said, fellas, get a corner to bed. If we can just get him to Jesus, he can touch him. He can heal him. Yes. Amen. Amen. There was a few that believed and they got to the Lord. Amen. Kind of like that little woman had the issue when she'd spent all of her living on doctors, and she'd been to everyone, been to specialists, done all the things, tried all the therapies, tried all the remedies, and was yet none the better. But one day she come to herself, she said, you know what? I heard about this man Jesus. Or maybe somebody said, hey, listen. They was a talking and between themselves maybe, and she was over in the corner, amen, because she was unclean. She'd say, hey, wait a minute, I can't get close. But they said, hey, listen, there's a man called Jesus. And he's a coming to town, and it seems everywhere he goes, people that need healing, people that's sick, people that's afflicted, even lepers are being healed. And that little woman with the issue said, you know what? She began to ponder on that. She said, if I could just get to him. Amen. Said, if I could just get to him, praise God, I could be made better. Amen. So she took off on the journey. She got there and the crowd, you know the story, was a thronging him. They was all over the place. And she seen it. I believe maybe she peeked through the crowd and said, just seen the hem of his garment. And she said, boy, I said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, boy, I could be made whole. Hey, Lord. She said, if I could just touch him. Amen. And she worked and wiggled her way through that crowd and reached out. I believe her hand just a shaking, reached out and she touched that garment. Praise God. And when she did, got a hold, praise. And when she did, I mean, all of a sudden, praise God, that virtue come out of him and that wholeness came to her. And he looked around at the disciples because they were following him. Amen. They were staying close. You know what's wrong with most of us? We're not following him. We're not staying close with him. That's why the devil has such a heyday with us. But he asked those disciples, they said, who touched me? And they said, Lord, you see this crowd of throng? How do we know who touched you? And that little lady, boy, glory be to God, with joy running in her heart. Because she knew what was done unto her. She said, glory to God, I did, Jesus. I touched you, praise God. Amen. And he says, but as you have believed, amen. Praise God. She said, I believe I can be better. Amen. Praise God. Cause and effect this morning, children. Cause and, if we believe on Lord Jesus Christ, we can be better. Amen. Praise God. We can be better. We can be a better example. We can have better talk. We can have better actions. We can have better reactions. Amen. Cause and effect. Praise the Lord. That's what we need today. And he marveled because of their unbelief. But notice what he does. He went round about the village teaching. He marveled because there was so much unbelief. But you know what he did? He didn't give up. He just kept a teaching. Amen. Listen, hey, there's people all around us that may not believe, but praise God, we just got to keep on believing. We just got to keep on staying with the Lord. We keep on trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Cause and effect. Did you stand with me this morning?